More good news on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 47 points to close at 10,063, its highest level since early October 2008. Rallying oil refinery stocks offset drops in the stocks of some big banks. The S&P 500 added 5 points to close at 1,096. The NASDAQ gained 1 point, closing at 2,173. New York's unemployment picture appears to be stabilizing somewhat. Numbers released today show unemployment in the city ticked up just 0.1% to 10.3%. In the state, joblessness held steady at 8.9%. But the state's fiscal situation is getting worse. Governor Patterson says New York's tax revenues, which are heavily dependent on Wall Street, are down 8% from projections. He outlined a plan to save $5 billion over 2 years. Some of those savings would come from cutting education and health care.
We will cut $686 million from education and about $500 million in health care reductions.
Governor Patterson says the pain of cutting programs he had championed when he was a legislator was, quote, indescribable. Well, we start this program every day with stock market indices, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, but they are only a snapshot of the economy and perhaps not such a good one. The New York Times reports today more and more companies are abandoning the major exchanges, including the New York Stock Exchange. We'll talk about what that means now with Graham Boley, who reported the story in the Times. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi there.
I want to just describe for our listeners a graph that accompanied your article. This is the market share of the New York Stock Exchange and its parent company, Euronext, from the beginning of 2006 to the present. And it was basically a line pointed sharply downwards from about 75% market share 3 years ago to about 35% market share today.
Right.
Why is everybody abandoning the stock exchange?
The trading volumes in total are up. You know, trading is very healthy in America. Equities have been trading in massive volumes. In fact, it has exploded over the last few years. And there's more being traded on the New York Stock Exchange. But there's a less share being traded on the New York Stock Exchange. It is, you're right, losing vast amounts of its share to other rivals, which have appeared on the landscape. And just in the last few years, it's quite remarkable. So just a few years ago, the big board, the New York Stock Exchange, at the heart of New York's financial district, dominated share trading. It was sort of a symbol of American capitalism. But for a number of reasons to do with technology and to do with regulatory change, its hold on that market has loosened dramatically. And that's happened just in two or three years.
Right. Very quickly things have changed for the stock exchange. Now, you describe some of these new exchanges, dark pools. Could you describe what that is and
right,
where
yeah.
some of these investors are now going to trade?
There are two forces at work. One is other exchanges, so small, nifty, nimble, and two are the dark pools, which are basically off-exchange trading. So big blocks of equities being exchanged for other big blocks of equities in secret within brokerage houses. And they've always done that, and it sort of makes sense. They're able to do it more now because of technology. But it's also happening in sort of independent dark pools. The definition mainly means it's away from the public glare of exchanges.
And are they legal?
Completely legal and very useful. And some argue that they're beneficial to everybody because even our own pension funds or mutual funds will use them. And they have the benefit, for example, in the past, if a big investor came to market to say that they wanted to trade some shares, you know, on a stock exchange, all sorts of rumor would happen and then price would start moving before they'd even had the chance to sell it. So they'd be disadvantaged. This has the this is sort of a leak-free way of trading. So things get traded and it's already done before anybody knows about it.
Graham, very briefly, in 15 seconds, is the high cost of doing business in New York City one of the reasons why some of these new exchanges are in place in places like Jersey City and Lenexa, Kansas?
That's definitely what they say. The exchanges are in sort of very low-cost places that they can employ people quite cheaply. And the advantage that they do offer is very cheap trading. So the cost of trading in these exchanges is a fraction of what it was, and it's driven prices down everywhere.
Graham Boley, a reporter for The New York Times, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.